Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
I believe fear is an essential part of the journey. And I'll tell you something, any business born today, there's a 95% chance it doesn't exist in the next 5 years, right? So most likely, failure is the most common thing, right, in the world of entrepreneurship. The reason why there's 5% of them that do make it, and then there's a couple of them that really stand out, like our company Natural Slim is 25 years old. Only 2% of businesses are going to accomplish that right now, born today. It's incredible. The main difference here is how fear is managed. And I'll give you an example. This is obviously a very, very important subject. 2020 comes around, and something very unique in our life happened. Anybody remembers that there was something going on that year? Changed everything, created a lot of fear. Everybody started holding back. Everybody was worried. Doors started getting shut down. Employees started getting fired. And it was intense. It was quite an environment to be around. So it was full of fear. The entrepreneurs that know how to get past the fear and just move forward and do things that would be considered, like the saying goes, outside the box, those are the ones that win. And I won during that time in a big way. I actually hired people. I never let go of anybody. And we grew like crazy because I came up with a strategy. So when everybody was like, oh my God, shaking in fear, did I have fear? I would be lying if I would say that I did not have fear. But that's the time in which real entrepreneurs are born. And you have to think about what is the thing that you can do that's gonna make you stand out. My company is called Attention Grabbing Media. I put the name attention there for a reason. I'm obsessed with the subject of attention. I knew that no matter what, if I had attention, it doesn't matter what the government said, what COVID was creating, what Trump was going through, it doesn't really matter. I was gonna succeed because I had the one thing that we all need to make it, and that's attention. So I came up with a strategy. I took a course that I was selling for thousands of dollars for a long time, and I had used it to build the success of our company. And I came up with a strategy, I called it the humanitarian campaign. And I said, what can I do during a time of fear, of massive, widespread fear? I'm gonna create a campaign that's gonna make people feel that I really have the intention of helping them. And it's gonna create widespread goodwill. And that's exactly what happened. I created a campaign and I gave away my course and I said, listen, together we're stronger, together we're better. Thousands of people. Thousands, this was like crazy. I did not expect this result. I visualized something great and you gotta put it out there, right? What is it that I wanna accomplish? And then you go through the motion. And I got to the home, like some of my best ideas happen I don't know about you guys, right? In the shower, right? I'm like getting ready for the day and I'm like, wow, that's what I gotta do. So I go walk to the office and I'm like, guys, this is what we're gonna do. I have my executive meeting, we're gonna give away our course. What do you mean you're talking about? It's one of our greatest resources and $2,000 and we sold 7 last week and blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, Manuel. We're gonna give it away. Trust me, it's gonna work out. Nobody's gonna buy this course anymore. Nobody's gonna buy it. At this point, it's not time for us to sell something. It's time for us to give value and we're gonna get through this time together. And the whole thing took off. I basically came up with a strategy and in that strategy, I gave away the course in exchange for 3 things. Number one, you gotta stay active. Because I'm gonna give you something to do. Instead of binge watching House of Cards or Game of Thrones, I'm gonna give you something to do so you can come out of this with new tools, all right? So you can succeed in life. I'm gonna tackle your fear by giving you tools that you need to make it in life. So number one, you gotta stay active. Number two, you got to be willing to give me a testimonial if you feel that it was deserving of it. If you don't, that's fine. I'm not gonna charge you anything. I'm just gonna take away the access, all right, to the course. No big deal. And number three, you gotta help me spread the word. And if I don't see you sharing, I'm gonna give you a special link. If I don't see you sharing the word, then I'm just gonna remove the access. Simple as that, right? Things just went batshit insane. I apologize for the cursing, all right? That could be bleeped out. That was not intentional. It happens sometimes, especially when I'm passionate, right? So they went crazy. People started posting on social media. People that were like super mega powerhouses. I ended up producing clients from that strategy more than ever. And it was just me getting through a process of fear. I was afraid for our company, for what we built, for the environment. The media is making you feel even more afraid. Everybody's in agreement that the world is gonna end, all right? Like it's widespread agreement of doom and gloom. How do you push through and how do you create something special despite mass agreement of dooms? One thing I'll say about this, right? It's very important. Like in my case, how do I overcome fears? You should definitely find your path for that, because if not, it's going to slow you down. If you want to do something great, conquering fear and conquering your mind is an essential part of it. So whatever it is, there actually is out there technology that can help you get the tools so you can get the foundation in place. Because without it, you can't build. Without a mindset, without an ability to conquer your fears, you cannot win in the game of business or in the game of life. So you got to do that as a first point, and that's a very important thing to address as a starting point.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.